Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Just so many people betting against me and having so much negative to say, but I had so much support, and that meant way more than any negative.
Derek Brunson!
Flips forward and a big lift! Carl Mays sets him down! Dontayle Mays is back and another win!
I want to be the first on the contender series to be the champ, so I'm just trying to make it happen.
Dontayle Mays.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Little technical glitch, now we're good. Matt and I are going to be joined today by heavyweight Dontayle Mays. And we also have co-fighter. We had Kevin Holland, we have Derek Brunson, but co-fighter is not it. Main event fighter, Derek Brunson.
You're coming out of the gates hot.
I know. I'm very distracted today, and I don't know why.
Jimmy. Oh, fuck yeah, Jimmy.
I'm all over the place.
Jimmy, let me tell you, I'm happy to be here. I want to talk. I was just watching Derek Brunson's last fight.
Were you?
Edmund
Shabazian. Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy. I suck. Shabazian. And wow, he was an underdog in that fight. And I'll tell you right now, he never looked better. So
I thought was crazy.
I'm excited.
He was an underdog. Yeah, me too.
The other, you know, Edmund has got a lot of, hype about him because, you know, he was Ronda Rousey's,
protege,
training partner. Yeah. You know, as a kid, so he had a nice story build up, and he's a beast.
Yeah, he's a nice guy too.
But I'll tell you, he's never been more patient with his attack, measured. He's blending his boxing with his wrestling, with his ground and pound. I mean, he fought. If you're only as good as your last fight, then he's excellent, Jimmy.
Yes, he is. Do you want to bring in our first guest?
Yes.
Really exciting heavyweight, Dontayle Mays, first appearance on the show.
Ooh, I like getting to know new people, Jimmy.
I do too. I like when they like us. Like, I like when they come on if they like us.
Nice to meet you, Dontayle.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
No, good. You're a fun guy to watch. I guess the last thing I watched recently by you was the Ciryl Gane fight. What a great fight that was. You took a lot of punishment in that fight, and none of it really seemed to affect you until the end of the first round. And then the end of the third round, you really didn't seem to lose your wind or anything. Your cardio is pretty amazing.
Thanks. It's a long story behind that fight too. And it's a lot of shit I ain't tell nobody going into that fight.
What was going on?
So, my first time out the country. And out there in Singapore, and they got the women out there. Now, I was up all night fucking around, and I had the jet lag and everything. I couldn't sleep. I was only sleeping for 3 hours at a time. So I was like, "Fuck it, I'm up." And then that's what I take from it. But I get that fight again, it's gonna be totally different.
That's what that's an amazing outlook on when you have jet lag and you had to feed Ciryl Gane and you're like, you know what? I there's women here. There's other things to be done that might help make you tired.
I'm going to be honest, Dante. When you first started that story, I was going to be like, okay, we're going to find out about some, you know, injury he might have had going in. He doesn't want to use an excuse. But that took a left turn. I'm telling you right now, I like you already. I think that's hysterical.
Yeah.
And I think we're booking looking for a fight Singapore soon. Not only I'm a man. I'm fucking around. That's not for me.
Now is Singapore, I've never been. From what your experiences were there, is it a place that you'd like to go back to?
Yeah, it was, like I said, it's my first time out the country. So I mean, it was something different. I never thought I would even be out the country. You know, I'd have been locked up a few times. I thought I was gonna have a felony, so I thought that was gonna fuck me over and everything. But yeah, it's something I would go back. It's harder than I thought, that's for sure.
Okay, yeah, it is. And what's the longest period of time you were away for and out of commission?
It was a year. I was still amateur. It's like I had a few amateur fights, got locked up for a year, and then I got out and got back to it.
Now, when you can fight as well as you can and you're in jail, and we asked Derek Lewis the same question. Now, is it one of those things where guys want to try you because they know that you're a dangerous guy, or do they kind of leave you alone?
I got two fights in there. I mean, other than my bunkies, they didn't. Nobody was really hip to what I did until I got in a fight and I hit somebody with a spinning backfist.
And then, shit! Oh, then nobody's forget about it. Hey, next thing you know, you're getting extra chips and sodas on your cot or whatever it is. People are giving you some respect. Hey, Dontell, let me tell you, if Jimmy was in jail, he would have no toiletries. He'd be giving everything away.
Yeah. No. I didn't want my cookies anyway. Take them. I didn't want them. Yeah. I don't think I'd do very well.
He'd be the laundry man, you know, washing people's whites.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. You see me walking with a bunch of socks in a bag. You're very embarrassing.
Giving back rubs. But anyway, let me ask you, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern Indiana, born in Louisville. Right across the Ohio River. It's a small city called Jeffersonville. That's where I grew up in.
Now, what was your first discipline as far as the martial arts goes? Or did you naturally just get into some street fights? Or what was your introduction into this MMA?
Yeah, it was street fights. And it's funny because I was like the only person kicking in the street fight. Everybody just want to throw hands. I'm just throwing push kicks, teep kicks, and I always say I was being possessed by the UFC. You know, I'd be watching UFC. I was kicking. I was putting motherfuckers in the headlock in school and shit.
Headlock. I always wonder that, like those leg kicks, those heavy leg and body kicks, which you really don't really see in street fights. How do those affect a guy in a street fight when you throw? I don't know if you threw a calf kick or a kick to the thigh, but how does that affect a guy when you're fighting in the street?
They don't see it coming. And then their girlfriends asking why you kicking. And
are they yelling at you?
Yeah.
Dante, when did you start your formal training? Like your first time in like a martial arts class?
I went to junior college for basketball. I got kicked out for fighting. And I'm just doing my everyday thing, and I went to go pay my car insurance, and I seen a MMA sign. It's like MMA training, judo, jiu-jitsu. So I went to check it out, you know, get chopped it up with the coach and tell him, you know what I'm saying, I know how to fight. And then it was the rest is history.
Did you like fighting growing up, or was it just that, hey, look, I'm in this neighborhood and there's a lot of fights, or was it something that you just kind of really enjoyed too?
Yeah, I like fighting because growing up, I never was a small kid, so growing up, people thought I was older than what I was, so I was fighting older kids from out the gate.
Oh, so you're used to, okay, you used to kind of fight, you're used to being in a bad situation in a fight where you're fighting somebody who's older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, I can see Dontell with like, kind of like that same beard at like 12 and 13. Yeah. You're right, you matured early.
Yeah, not so much of a special, but I was tall.
You're tall.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Tyson, same thing. I mean, when he was a kid, he would fight older kids. I mean, that's what he would do. He said that he would be very young, fighting kids 5-6 years older than him and kicking the shit out of them. And that was kind of the thing, is people like, look at this young kid, you know, and how well he fights.
I feel like it was something like that.
who is your influences coming up? Like you said, you watched a lot of UFC. Was it more boxing guys or was it guys in the cage?
Yes, guys in the cage, like Rampage, Rashad Evans, John Jones, GSP, even Matt Serra. I watch all of them.
Shit, Jimmy, that was a curveball. Thank you. Nice.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So it sounds to me that you're just like a natural fighter. Like this is something you feel like you were, it sounds that you were born to do. No, I mean,
In the city I grew up in, my family is known for fighting, you know. Like, really? everybody tell me, my uncles, you know, they won like Indiana Golden Gloves and stuff like that. And they were known for beating people up in the streets. And same for my pops. He was known for beating people up. I got cousins known. And just isn't it not national, no, but you know, just known in the neighborhood.
Now, is your dad, is he still with us? Is he aware of your, is he happy for your fighting career? Do you keep in touch?
Yeah, I just talked to him. He's actually locked up. He caught a murder charge. He locked up for murder right now. But I talked to him on the phone. And I still talk to him. He tell me go in and fuck something up, you know.
Yeah. So, okay. So he's happy with what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long murder charge is a long time. You know, that's got to be a very you wonder how when somebody goes in knowing, okay, this is what it's going to be and this is the length of time. What is the mindset that lets you survive in that environment? Like, you know what I mean? If you have to go say for a year or two, you know, okay, I have a year or two. But if you have a long stretch of time in front of you, what do you do mentally to kind of get yourself ready for that and just go, this is what life is at this point?
It's, I ain't never did a day over a year, so I really couldn't tell you. But you know, I know a lot of people that do bigger bids, and they say I could sleep that away. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing much but sleeping and lifting weights or working out, anyways.
Now, what's the biggest mistake a guy will make when he goes into jail? Like a guy like me, not a very good fighter at all, small guy. What's a mistake a guy will make in jail that immediately you know he's in trouble?
Building up credit, say you ain't got no funds, and then you're here doing IOUs and it's double. You know, say you borrow something, or say you want a honey bun, and I might want three back. You know what I'm saying? Now you're in debt.
Oh, so guys who or a guy will be friendly and offer you something, and you don't realize you have to pay it back plus interest, and the interest could get uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Jimmy, you better, if you, Jimmy, you do some time, you better save up your credits with those honey buns.
I know.
I think Jimmy might be, hey, man, shit, throwing a Twinkie in there or something, Jimmy, because it might be trouble.
Yeah, no, I know. Hey, look, that's why I pay my taxes and do everything, because I know I'm not meant for that. I wouldn't do well. So that scares me, you know? So I did one day in jail and I'm like, never. Here's the worst part of my one day in the tombs in Manhattan, one day. Was that the bathroom, there was 20 guys in a cell and the bathroom stall door was off. And I'm like, if I have to shit, it's going to be in front of 20 guys who are probably going to be angry at me. So it's really an
environment. Jimmy, with yourself, I wouldn't be worried about what's going out. I'd be worried about what's going to be going in. So I would, Dontell knows, hey man, that's the least of your fucking problems.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Shyness, you'll blush when you're doing number two. Anyway, let's get back to some fucking fighting. So, Dontell, at the end of the day, because I know for myself, because, you know, after this interview, you'll see what you're dealing with. But thank God they made fighting a sport. Isn't it fun that we get to fight and get paid, right? Or right? Is that what you do that? Shit, at the end of the day, let's not make it something it isn't. It's a fist fight.
Yeah, straight up.
Now, I want to hear about the transition from going from a street fighter that would just look to mimic some stuff he's watching in the UFC in a street, and then working with some trained fighters, whether it's rolling jiu-jitsu in jiu-jitsu. I think you probably got rid of the headlock after that. So like, what was it like when you started training with trained individuals, moving around with them compared to fighting in the streets?
Yeah. It's like, that's when I first learned you can't underestimate somebody. Like first time I sparred, it was like a dude half my size. And fucking like my jaws, I still feel that shit to the day.
Crazy.
Yeah, you can't look at a guy and figure that he's because you never know walking in. You can never tell by the expression or the walk or the comp. And there's really no giveaway as to how well somebody fights until you watch them fight.
It's true. It's true, Jimmy. That's why if you ever do time, you're an actor, Jimmy. Jimmy was in The Irishman. He was in The Irishman. He was in an act. He was in Spider-Man. So, Jimmy, you'd have to act. You'd be like a little peacock, walk around with your chest out, give mean looks.
I know. And I'm sure they
would be psychotic.
They would tell me the role I had to play, a woman. That's the role that they would make me play. I don't want to be a woman.
Shit.
Yeah, that's unpleasant. And again, against Gon, you did a lot of, it's funny you said spinning back fist, because you did a lot of spinning in your fight against Cyril, and it didn't really hurt. The only time I think that he kind of got the better of you doing that was at the end of the third, where maybe you had slowed down just a little bit and you spun and he kind of was able to get in closer on you. Is that something that you have kind of kept since that fight, or have you kind of gotten away from that?
Yeah, I've been trying to stray away from that though, because I've been leaving myself opening. And the way I'll be seeing it is like, it's like a breakdown, you know, like I can't be out there breaking down. Like I do it, but if it don't work, then I'm defenseless. Or somebody's just as athletic as me that can capitalize. Like, God.
And how much training did you do with Jones? I know you said you watched Jones, and over at Jackson Wink, did you work out with him a lot, or how much time did you spend with him?
Yeah, so I think I've sparred twice with him. No real hard sparring, you know, some big club sparring. Move around a few times, but you know, John, he got his own setup at the crib. He comes to the gym and, you know, work in the cage here and there, but most of the time it seems like he's doing his own thing.
Is it weird sparring with a guy that you kind of looked up to or at least were aware of? How does that feel when you first start doing that?
Yeah, you kind of, you don't want to be starstruck or what they call it, fanboy or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you just try to, you know, just try to be cool, really, you know, and just try to learn and just look at everything, observe, really.
Was he as good as you thought he would be? Like, when you're in the, is it like, oh, yeah, this is what I kind of figured it would be like. He really is this good or this hard to figure out. Or was it more humanizing being there with him?
Yeah, it's like his timing and the way he placing his strikes is on a whole different level. And like when I first went with him, he'll read my movements and setting shit up, and I wasn't ready for that. You know, it was on a different level. But
yeah.
Hey, Dontell, we could talk this MMA stuff all day long, but what I want to know is, give me something unrelated to MMA that you're either watching on Netflix, give me a book you're reading, a hobby you're doing. Give me something, Dontell.
I watch a lot of anime, for real.
You like the anime? My brother-in-law loves that. He loves the anime. So does Israel Adesanya, I believe, loves the anime.
Does he? I don't remember.
He does. Well, he likes it. What is that? Dragon Ball Z. He likes one of those. He likes one of them.
He likes Naruto a lot.
Yes.
I've been binge watching One Piece. Like, they still come out with new episodes, and I ain't even close to being finished with it because they got like 15 seasons, 1,200 episodes. And like I'm on like season 4.
Now, are you into the old school, like what is that? Akira and that kind of stuff, like the old school anime, Japanese. I think most of them are Japanese, but are all of them Japanese anime?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, what's the matter with me?
I've never seen Irish anime. Yeah, I think most of
them. Jimmy, but like, are you into like the classic ones or just the new stuff or?
Yeah, I like the classics. Like I was just watching Samurai Shippuden. That's a classic. It's only like two seasons, but it's a classic. I grew up watching like a bunch of anime, you know, Inuyasha, stuff like that. You might not be hip, but like I just, you know, I grew up watching anime.
Did you ever watch the Flashpoint Paradox? It's a DC. It's an animated look. When I say it's a cartoon movie, my brother-in-law goes, it's anime. Wait, calm down. You know, they get offended. I see it's not a real movie. It's a cart. cartoon, but I don't know. I don't know if that's considered anime, the Flashpoint Paradox, but it's a DC, DC Marvel movie, a DC comic book movie animated, but it's so good. Jimmy, I told you about that. About the Flash, and he goes back in time. Jimmy don't give a fuck.
I've seen a few previews. I haven't went and actually watched it, but yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I know.
I recommend it, man. So good, Jimmy. Even for you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cartoon stuff, and I wish I did. There's so much of it, you know. Like, I wish I loved the movies or whatever, because there's so much content that, you know, you could dive in and.
Just, I don't think you should disrespect the anime. You're disrespecting Dontell.
No, I'm talking about
Well, he's an anime.
Let me finish.
You're saying Dontell just likes to watch cartoons.
No.
He's a new friend. Hey, you should give him an apology.
I like watching cartoons too, though. You know, I watch Ed and Eddie, Courage the Cowardly Dog, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, let me finish, Matt. What I was trying to say is, now I don't watch them, but I typically tend to really like and respect people who do. That's the point I was.
Hey, listen, man. I see nothing wrong with it. I watched some Clone Wars and Rebels on Disney Plus. You know, I can blame it on my kids. I watch it with my kids, but I can watch it alone, possibly. All right, let's change the subject. People are listening to this.
Yeah. Tai Tuivasa.
Yes.
Do you like, I'm super, he's favored, but that never really means much. Does that mean anything to you going into a fight if another guy's favored? Do you look at that? Does it motivate you in any way or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I look at it. Whoever fuck with me, they gonna make some money. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was, last time I looked, I was like plus 210 or something. I'm like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my peoples can make some money off it.
Yeah, if they take you, then like, yeah. What do you think of the rest of the division too? Obviously, Stipe and Francis are having their second fight, and again, you've fought Gon and had a very, very competitive fight. You know, he just happened to grab that leg at the end of the third. What do you think of the upper part of the division?
I feel like none of them want to smoke for real. Like, I feel like I'm easily top five. I just, you know, people just ain't hip to me yet. But after I, you know what I'm saying, put it on tie, put on the performance that they've been looking for, they'll know.
Now, and I'm sure you're smart and you don't look past, you can't look past Tai Tuivasa. But if it works out the way you want it to work out and you get the win, where do you have your sights set on anybody in particular?
I'm off for rematches. Like, I've been thinking about that. It's funny you brought up Gun, because I want that back, and not all the way up in Singapore. Let me just do it in America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, did you learn anything about travel when you went? In the sense, like, did you? Because sometimes with jet lag, guys don't give themselves enough time to adjust. Had you given yourself enough time to adjust? Would you travel differently if you went back to a place like that where you needed time to kind of get into the time zone that you're in?
Yeah, if I could afford it then, I would have went out 2 weeks early, you know, just to get acclimated and get adjusted to the time and everything. It's funny because one of the coaches at Jackson Wink, Six Guns, he was like, man, you need to get out there before. You need to get out there like 2 weeks early, you know, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's whatever. But now I'm realizing, like, if you ain't used to traveling, you going all the way out to different time zones, 16 hours away or whatever, yeah, you should get out there for sure.
How much time did you give yourself the first time?
It was just like a regular travel. You know what I'm saying? I think I get there on like a Sunday or a Tuesday or something, like how they do it.
Oh, wow. Almost less than a week. Wow. Yeah. Like a few days. Yeah. That, especially with the 16 hour trip. I mean, you take a day or two just to recover from the flight, and then you want to give yourself. I mean, you got to fight Gon, and it was still a great fight. I mean, that was a really, really good fight. I would love to see you guys do that again.
I wouldn't worry about, you know, Tai Tuivasa. He doesn't, as far as looking for a heel hook, he doesn't look like an Ashigarami guy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
You don't look like a guy that's going to fall for a. He's not exactly Ryan Hall with the leg locks. You know what I mean? But hey, maybe I'm off. Maybe.
Yeah.
Guy does a fucking rolling knee bar, but, you know, chances are he's not going to. But let me ask you this, because it takes balls to fight in the cage. We all know this. Well, don't tell me, and you know this, Jimmy.
I just assume.
But yes, but listen, it might take more balls to do one of those fucking shoeies. Would you? What do they call those? The shoeies? What is it called? Is it called a
shoeie? I think it's a shoeie.
I think so. Yeah.
Guys, producers, look that up.
Would you do that? Cool.
They spit. They what happens is these crazy New Zealand guys, they take a boot off. It's a booty.
Not a booty? No, you don't want to drink out of that, do you, man?
It's a shoey. It's a shoey.
Yeah, shoey.
It depends, dude. I might do a booty.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a fucking shoey. But they take the people that don't know, they take the shoe off and they put a beer in it and they spit in it, though.
That's my own shit.
Maybe they don't spit in it. Did I make that up?
Why are you adding that, Matt? I think
they might not spit in it.
I think they do spit in it because the whole time I'm thinking, like, this motherfucker been that catch COVID drinking shoes leading to the front.
Yeah. Now, listen, no matter which way it goes, would you do a shoey with him afterwards or not? You wouldn't do a shoey.
No, it couldn't be spitting and it can't be a worn shoe.
Yeah, a brand new shoe. Yeah, sure. A new sneaker. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't like do a shoe. Like if Jimmy takes off his little size fives and he has you fucking do a little, I don't know size your fives, but
I'm about an eight.
Fucking, no, but he fills that thing up. You wouldn't do it with Jimmy's dirty little feet, would you?
No, I couldn't do that. No, I'm sorry, yeah, Jimmy.
No, I don't blame you. I'm happy to say you didn't, because then I would have been forced to reciprocate and you have bigger shoes than I do. So there'd be more beverage required to drink. Yeah, I'm not squeamish about much, but that I'm like, oh, yeah.
I like doing that shit.
But look, man, you're a really fun guy to watch, a really exciting heavyweight. I'm very, very happy you're in the UFC. I'm looking forward to this fight a lot. 8-4, you got a great record going in. And, you know, look forward to see what's coming for you in the next year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Life can be a battle. Whoever you are, we're all fighting for something. O2 Industries is here to protect fighters like you. That's why they created TR2, the ultimate military-grade respirator. It battles airborne particles so you can fight for honor, not for air. Developed with Tier 1 operators, this respirator is eyewear compatible and fits a wide range of facial profiles. It's even approved by elite fighters like George St. Pierre. TR2 launches on October 20th, available for fighters like you. Check out its bold design and pre-order yours at protectthefighter.com. O2 Industries, proud to fight alongside the UFC.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Be great if there was like a thing like and you and him had to be like cellmates or something, like bunk mates.
You know what?
You'd be doing laundry, I think.
But I'm not. Here's the thing: I get along with big guys or scary guys because I'm not an asshole. I don't try to be who I'm not. So if you're talking to a bigger and a scarier guy, you just got to be yourself, and people can sense when you're being yourself. You know, I don't try to, you know, I don't have that little man complex.
No, me neither, Jimmy. I'm not a tall man.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Excuse me.
I know. Like, I mean that,
man, you know that like that when I say I'm not a tall man.
No, I was actually finishing up my thought. Like, I know like how big I am and what I can do and what I can't do. So, you know, I'm not Jimmy. Crazy.
There's a lot you can do, Jimmy.
That's right.
You know? Right. Listen, when do we have Derek Brunson on?
Coming up very shortly, I believe.
Got some nice juicy gossip.
What do you got gossip-wise? What kind of gossip?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Come on, Matt. A little gossip. Here's a little bit. It's going to be... Whitaker now is going to fight Calvin Gastelum because Costa has a really bad flu. and has not fully recovered from his COVID-19 infection. It's funny. They said this too about Chimaev. I wonder if these guys are fighting. I think Dana said this, if they're training too soon after and not resting their bodies, but it does have some lingering effects on guys. And if it happens to Chimaev and Paulo Costa, I have no shot if I get it, if those guys are having issues. So
lingers.
And they're also talking, Matt, about Justin Gaethje against Michael Chandler.
Ooh.
Oh, that's that, a,
this is what I'm talking about with the gossip. This is what I want to hear.
Yeah.
You look at me like I have two big heads.
And Oliveira has said he will not compete for anything less than the title.
Ooh.
On a 9-fight win streak, defeated Ferguson, badly dominated Ferguson. Hey, look, man, it's hard to argue with Oliveira on that. It's hard to argue to make him fight another guy before he gets a shot at the belt when he's on a 9-fight win streak. So, yeah, I would love to see him fight for the title.
Jimmy, I just want to see him fight again after that Tony Ferguson fight. And
yeah,
I'd like to see him fight for the title as well. I concur.
Yeah.
You know, I like Dontel. Dontel was fun.
I did too. Yeah. Yeah.
I like Dontel. Dontel's a very honest guy.
Yeah. I mean, I knew his dad had, was in jail. I didn't know for what or how long.
Yeah.
But you know, you can tell Dontel's like a real deal. Like, you know, that guy, he's not a guy to be fucked with. You know, you're making a mistake if you give him a problem in a movie theater.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Jimmy, do you know that since making the switch to Sanford MMA and training with the great Henry Hooft and company, that he's been 3-0? You know that? Derek Brunson, did I tell you that?
I don't know if we talked about that with him. We had Derek on not long ago. He was on in January, so he might have talked to us about that.
Well, what is it about making that switch?
Dude, I think sometimes we can ask him. Let's ask him, because it could be a few different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sure. It could be the total... the switch of philosophies or styles, or it could also be sometimes like being in a new relationship where something is just new. And by the newness, it just gives you a new energy because you're in a new environment with a new person. Sometimes that's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
I seen Aljo over the weekend.
Oh, good, good. I think it was good, right?
Listen, man, I don't know what I really was killing me is that, because listen, Jimmy, We didn't, whenever me and you sat down when we first were going to do this podcast and just was like, we're just going to be honest and talk.
Yes. Again. Yes.
Good. And, that was ages ago, Jimmy. How long we done doing this?
I don't know.
I remember that doing that lunch with you. So like, it's kind of the same as when we talk off air, to be honest.
Yes.
Know? But I'm very honest and whatnot, but I hated that, Aldo's getting a lot of hate because of, they're saying he acted with the knee and this and that. It's all bullshit, the whole thing with the knee. And, you know, he's getting a lot of, a lot of hate, which is it's not really warranted. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And I don't want to add to it because of anything I'm saying on here. But I had to exit that whole scene in the cornering. I want to take a nice lengthy break from that, you know. But, I didn't want that kid getting more hate for it because I really do love the kid. But, whatever, he came by, we had a nice conversation, and I just wanted it to be known that we're still very tight, you know?
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, so everything's very good, you know? But, that's that. So I know you saw the Instagram thing, so I just wanted to confirm that everything's all good. But, yeah, man, I'm going to just, I'm a homebody, Jimmy. You know what I am now? It's almost like, remember in Star Wars when...
No. I'm sorry.
Why would you do that to me? How dare I know you don't. I obviously know you don't.
Maybe I do.
But I'm just setting up what I wanted to say.
I apologize. You're right. I might even remember.
I don't mean this. Listen, you mean sometimes.
What Star Wars part? I apologize.
Think that the ultimate fighter, the former UFC champion, Hall of Famer, why not throw that in, would be the bully. But I think it's the silly little comedian who could be the bully sometimes.
Well, let me ask what
analogy with Star Wars, you're saying?
Yes.
Well, listen, when Obi-Wan was done with his fucking adventures, What did he do? He retired. He's like retired. You know, he went back to Tatooine, hung out. I don't know. Maybe he beat the shit out of some sand people. The fucking the Tusken Raiders. You know, the ones who go.
Yes. Yes.
Those ones. Tusken Raiders. You know those? They like that.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
How do they sound?
I didn't.
Well, that's kind of like a dying fucking Ewok that sounded like. But listen, Jimmy, I put a little thing on you with little glowing eyes. You'd be like a little Jawa, like a little Jawa. Anyway, so all the geeks at home are going, Jawa. Anyway, he went to Tatooine, retired from the whole swashbuckling adventures. He was just watching over Luke on Tatooine. All right. Listen, let's we got Derek Brunson coming soon. Do you want to talk about the card?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's be honest. Great main event. Because I like both of these guys so much. And I hate seeing people who underestimate Brunson. Like, Holland could win the fight. Of course he could. But I think people make a terrible mistake if they underestimate Derek Brunson. Which is they've done a few times. Brad Riddell against Gregor Gillespie. Gillespie coming off his first loss against Lee is, and he hasn't fought in quite a while. So this will be a great fight as the co-main, of course. Mays Tuivasa coming up.
So you want to see if Gregor Gillespie could figure out the puzzle, which is Riddle.
I knew what you said. Are you saying that I want to see if Gregor Gillespie can figure out the riddle, which is Brad?
Just forget it. Just forget it. I don't care. I'm not the comedian. Yeah. I'm the fucking fighting guy.
Yeah.
I'm not the comedian. I don't have to make anybody laugh.
No, that's fair. I mean, I'm supposed to, and I don't, so we're okay.
Jimmy, this is what I said.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it. I didn't want to say this. I didn't even know if it made sense. I just like to just have a good time. I'm saying, you think Gregor Gillespie, I mean, this is his first fight since losing to Kevin Lee in Vicious. You know, that was a Vicious
2019, game.
So could he figure out the puzzle, which is Riddle?
My feet cut out.
Listen to me, Jimmy. Okay. Can I give myself a big boo?
Why?
Because I suck.
No, you don't need to boo. It's perfect.
Wasn't funny. It wasn't. It was bad the first time.
That was cute.
I thought it would sound. Let's just move on.
All right. If you wish. By the way, how much?
I thought you were going to get some of your comedian friends on.
We can. I mean, Voss was great on. We just had Ronnie Chang, who I love. Yeah. you know, and Gary Owens was great when he came on. Gary's a very funny comic. Bunch of people have
fun. Can we have Dean Thomas back on?
Anytime. I love Dean Thomas.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
There he is. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, is your hair still blonde or did you dye it back?
I didn't dye it yet, so I got to keep it.
Oh, you just, you know. Do you dye it and then re-dye it, or when you're done dyeing, do you just kind of shave it off and let it come back?
No, I just dye it and re-dye it and then shave it down. Depends.
Is it going to be blonde? I'm sorry. Is it going to be blonde again?
Yeah, yeah, same. I keep it. It's just not right now. So, you know, got my little cap on.
You know what it might, you know, do you ever see, what's that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes?
Nah, man. Wade, I don't know.
What is it?
What's it? Blade, maybe?
Not Blade. Oh, no.
Demolition.
I know what you're talking about.
That is Blade. Demolition. It's
Snipes. Demolition. Demolition. No, man. I don't look like Demolition, man. Yeah. My hair's not long.
First of all, Jimmy, what? He looks nothing like that.
Of course not. That's why I didn't want to say it when you asked.
I remember he had the blonde hair. I don't fucking know. Listen, anyway, enough of Demolition Man. The worst fucking movie. Yeah. If it was a cool, all I know is if it was a great movie, you'd be like, yeah, it's just like Demolition Man. But
it was
it's
not a great, not a great film. No, it was okay. How you feeling, man? You're coming off a three. I don't think we've talked to you. I guess we talked to you in January. The last fight was in August of 20. After that, the Shabazzian win. Do you think people are still, I always hate when people underestimate you, which I think is so crazy. Do you get that sense at all that people underestimate you incorrectly?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention anymore. I stopped caring about things that I can't control and that really don't matter. So I don't know. Possibly, yes. But like I said, I really don't pay attention. I just focus on the fight these days.
Derek, did you ever mess around with any mental coaches or anything or no? There's a lot of that going around lately.
Nah, I haven't. You know, I majored in criminal justice.
Yeah, I forgot you mentioned you majored in criminal justice. I think we've talked to you about that before. And what kind of lawyer did you want to be? I don't remember your answer.
So I never got to picking a type of lawyer because I didn't go to law school. I kind of fell into this fight stuff. But probably family law. That's probably what I would have done. But no, I never had a mental coach. I got a strong mind. I know how to like put things on the back burner. Don't listen to it. Don't pay attention to it and kind of focus on the task at hand.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I was going to say 3-0 since making the switch over to Sanford MMA and working with Henry Hooft. You're putting things together better now than you ever have. More patient, measured, blending things to better. What's that? What's going on? Is that due to the switch? Or are things just clicking now? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, it's a new environment. You know, those guys train good. They train hard, very articulate coaches. And they pay attention to the fight game and know how to really get you in that, what fighting style you need to do to better yourself. So I kind of like, you know, been a sponge, you know, taking everything they give to me and been applying it to my game and it's been working out.
So a part of it was just a change, sometimes just a change in environment and you're in a new place and it kind of like revitalizes you, right?
Yeah, you know, I was back at home before that, kind of doing my own thing, running my own training camps, and that didn't work out too well. You know, I was kind of like, you know, kind of splitting success with the fights. You know, when I went out there and started letting them coach me full time, then I was having a lot better results, more consistency.
And what are you expecting out of Kevin? I mean, he's looked great. He's had a tremendous year. You've both looked great in your last X amount of fights. He's legitimately great. You know, some guys they get a lot of hype when they win a couple of fights, and he's literally earned the respect he's been getting. So what are you expecting out of him on Saturday?
I'm expecting for him to fight his usual way. You know, sometimes he comes reckless. Sometimes he likes to control the pace and stay long. I feel like wherever or however he fight, I'm going to be ready for that and I'll be able to beat him there. I know I was asked earlier, is Kevin Holland ready for a 5-round fight with me? You know, I don't let guys go out there and dictate the pace, you know, so like definitely going to put his lungs on fire. So he's not going to be able to fight his pace or dictate however he wants the fight to go. You know, he's going to have to change it up and get desperate and get reckless and stuff like that. So, like I said, I've been planning for that and ready to take the fight wherever.
Jimmy, I was going to say, sometimes when people have good smack talk, you know, they're good with their mouth, leading up to a fight, it could affect the other fighter. But in this instance, this is one of the times where he does it. Kevin Holland does his best shit talk during the fight. So are you prepared for that? Or you know he's going to be throughout, he's going to be talking to you in there. Are we taking it as it comes? Are we talking back? Are we ignoring it? Oh, I mean, it's different than most fighters that you're facing in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm different from most fighters. You know, if I'm applying the pressure, I don't know how much you're going to be talking. You're going to be looking to get the hell out of the way or you know, if you're on ground and you're talking, I'm punching. So, you know, it's business as usual for me. I'm going out there looking to finish the fight. So if somebody takes a second to kind of talk, chirp, you know, I'm looking for the opportunity to pounce and look for to finish the fight.
Well, we talked to him about the Jacare fight, too, because it seemed like Jacare is so not that guy in the cage. And it seemed like for a moment he got pulled into it. I think almost the way he does it, it almost brings guys into it because it's not the usual. And I thought that really hurt Jacare to get pulled into that without even realizing he was being pulled into it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Jacare definitely got caught lacking. But yeah, that's not going to be me. You know, I'm not one of these guys that's going to be like, oh, you hit me with a hammer fist. Oh, nice punch. No, I'm going to try to knock your head off. So, yeah, we're not going to have those mental laps where you hit me and then I joke with you. Like, I don't think getting hit is funny. You know, you hit me, I'm going to try to put your lights out, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at. So yeah, talk if you want to, but I'm going to be look to punch and, you know, and look to finish the fight, you know, elbows, kicks, everything's coming.
Was that kind of your thoughts against Shabazzian, that you wanted to take him a little deeper than he was used to going and play on the fact that you knew your gas tank you'd be better managed and in better shape than his as the fight went on?
Just wanted to just take my time and show evolution, just pick guys apart rather than just go out there and rush and try to put them away early. It's like, we have a long time to do it. Let's, you know, let's take our time and do it. Even if it's a 3-round fight, that's a long time to do it. I don't have to take you out in a round. I don't have to take you out the beginning of the second round. I can pick away at you. And then really when I get you in a spot, then I can go get you out of there.
I'll tell you right now, hindsight's 20/20, but that kid should not have took another punch. You did what you had to do. That shouldn't have went a third round, if you ask me. Your last fight, it was that brutal. And I feel he was out for a split second with those punches. And that was the second round. He was going into the third, right?
Yeah, that was at the end of the second going into the third.
So his coach is yelling at him all this stuff. And they're like, could he continue? He's like, yes. And they're talking to him. And they even gave him an extra time. They'll be like, look, they did a timeout at the beginning of the third. They'll be like, look, is he good? But man.
That's right.
You know, I don't think that kid should have took another punch that day. But Derek's like, hey, man, it ain't my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How did you have the fight? Did you have it 2-0 or 1-1?
If I remember correctly, because I haven't seen it since it was on, I believe I had it 2-0.
Oh, 100%. From what I just seen, I was just watching it.
Yeah. Okay, well, then, yeah, there you go.
He was 11-0. Am I correct that Shabazi was 11-0 when he went into that fight?
12-0 or 13-0, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Was he? Okay.
Listen, yeah, but I mean, again,
yeah,
I don't know how he could have came back from that, but I wish we would have heard what was going on in the corner. But anyway, listen, like I was telling Jimmy, if you're only as good as your last fight, dude, you are excellent. Because that was, how did it feel like? I know how it feels to be an underdog, but it feels that much better, doesn't it? When people think you're going to lose and then you take the guy out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, I really don't do a lot of social media like the week of. Like before, early in my career, I used to chime in all the time, but I kind of look afterwards. And yeah, I see all the comments and I'm like, oh, what happened, man? What's going on? You want to delete that bet slip or what?
And we have a request, by the way, from Kevin. We talked to him on Monday and he was asking you, because he wants a 2-week medical, he was asking you to cut him on the left side. He says he cuts easier on was it the left side, Matt? I'm pretty sure it was. He said he would like you to cut. That was a request from him.
Matches right.
Cut him on the left side so we can get a 2-week medical suspension.
No, so here's the thing. I told him before, because we talked a couple times on Instagram, is that, you know, I'm trying to make him eligible for that stimulus package. You know, the only way to do that is you have to make under a certain amount per year. So that's my goal. And in order for him to be eligible for the stimulus package, he got to make under a certain amount. And he's only able to fight one time a year. So tell him that's the goal.
You're looking to give him reason to not fight for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Well, we love you. You know, again, you're one of my favorite fighters. You're on a great streak right now, and so is he. So this is, you know, again, it's why people love the UFC, because they put matchups like this together that people want to see. So good luck on Saturday against Kevin Holland, man. This is going to be a very exciting fight, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. See you guys.
All right, Derek, take care. Good talking to you.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you know how I feel about my Saturdays.
Yes.
Oh, it's so much. It's so much better than when there isn't any fights on. It's a whole different day. Jimmy, I get to my school in the afternoon. And my wife does the kickboxing. I get there and I get a nice sweat out, maybe a little weights, maybe then a nice steam.
Right.
Come home, maybe a little VR, little nap. So I'm nice and bushy eyed for the
refreshed
fight.
Refreshed.
And then what are we ordering? What are we doing tonight? Chinese, Phil's. Yeah. What are we getting tonight? Some Italian food?
Something without gluten.
So, Jimmy, I'm a little chubby now that you brought that up.
You look great.
I'm powerful. But yeah. I was a little heavy when I went to the doctor today. I got to do the right thing, Jimmy, because it's not good. I get round, Jimmy.
Nah, you look great. Come on.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What else we got, my little friend?
I mean,
my little friend. You're my friend.
That's fine. Little friend is okay.
I'm not a huge man. I'm very wide, though.
I mean, I'm a smaller little fella. I understand.
Yeah. Are you watching Boss Level this weekend?
Boss Level
with Frank Grillo?
No, I haven't been. I've been watching documentaries.
Oh, what?
I watched the Woody Allen documentary, which was interesting.
On Netflix? Where is it on?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty well done. You could tell that the people who made the documentary are no fans of Woody, but it's still a very disturbing documentary. What else did I watch? I watched something else too. The Pharmacist is a great documentary on Netflix.
What is that about? A pharmacist?
Yes, in a way it is. Yeah, it's about him. It starts off very depressing, but it's about a pharmacist who takes on the pharmaceutical world. Let's just say that.
Well, that's, I know what I'm not watching, but
no, listen. It's good. His son is murdered.
Could you get a little
buying drugs?
Get uplifted. Oh, I got you.
And then this takes it into a weird, it's kind of weird how he backdoors into this new life and doing this new thing. Really, it's great.
I'm interesting.
Now, yeah, it's great.
Let me throw something your way that I'm very excited about this because it was rumored for years. The mythical Justice League, the Zack Snyder cut.
Yes, I have heard about that.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm excited. I'm hearing the reviews. And the reviews are in.
Good.
And everybody's saying it is so much better. So much more flushed out. A totally different movie than what we got with the Josh Whedon version. And it's amazing. Josh Whedon does great with the Avengers, everything else. He kind of dropped the ball with the Justice League.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, Jimmy.
Yeah.
This movie, I heard it's very long, but it's a totally different movie. It's like a rated R cut, and it's I can't wait to watch it. And with my family, they can handle it. And, you know, it's going to be a new experience. I thought it was just going to be the other one with just a couple of added scenes. But no, I heard it's like a totally different movie. So that's something for us nerds to look forward to. Oh, and also, Jimmy, because I know you've been saying, what can I watch after WandaVision? WandaVision's off the air. What am I going
to
do?
I would love to know.
So, well, that's what you said to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got an answer for you. It's called Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And now the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be the next Disney Plus show. And don't you fucking hang up on me.
No, I wouldn't.
I think you're getting ready to just like exit out.
No, not at all.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be a Marvel series. And you saw how great they did with WandaVision. And this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, but besides that, let's just do a plug to the weekend fights because I don't want to lose you and everybody else.
I'll give one plug, not for the fights. I'll plug the Chip Chipperson podcast has moved to All Things Comedy, Bill Burr's company. So if you would like to listen to Chip, they will now be an All Things Comedy podcast, and go to youtube.com/Chip Chipperson to watch the videos.
Why'd you say it like that? Podcast.
That's how he says it. Podcast. It's P-O-D-A-C-A-S-T. Podcast. That's how Chip says it.
When did you first meet Chip? When did he
years ago
come
years.
Out? When did he first come out? Like for the first, oh, say, listen, this is
years and years and years ago. It was in my personal life first. I was annoying girls with it. I remember around 2006, I was in bed with a girl and I was doing chip and she got so mad. She dug her fingernails into my face. And I'm like, this character has legs. This is something.
He obviously does because he's still around. And some would say bigger than ever.
He would say that. Yeah. You got to come on the podcast. People keep asking you. People keep asking for you.
They keep asking and I'll keep refusing because I have only one time. I have time for one little one. Listen to me. You're my, I don't think me and him would have the same chemistry as me and you.
I think you'd be surprised.
I'm saying that and I'm an honest dude.
Yeah. I'm honest and saying it. He'll probably, I think you'd be surprised.
Well, agree to disagree. Listen to me. I love you so much. We're both on Cameo. We're both on Cameo, me and you. And yes, all three of us are. So I will talk to you, I guess, after the fight. The fight, what are the fights on? They're on, it's a fight.
Saturday night, yes.
And it starts at the prelims are at 7 p.m. Eastern. The main's at 10 p.m. I like that. I like that. I like
nice late, yeah.
All right, Jimmy, listen, man. You know I love you. And right, I'll be texting you during the fights because I like to be annoying.
I'll talk to you probably before then.
You got it, buddy. I'll talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Later, Jimmy.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.